Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? Now, the next question is, just for statistical purpose only, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but do you consider yourself a male, a female, or something else?
A female.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
The year of my birth, 1997.
Thank you. Now, moving forward, I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
You said, do I know how to speak Spanish?
No. Yeah, do you not know? Are you a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. But do you know how to speak Spanish?
No,
yes. Just joking. Great. Okay, hey, what is your race? Are you white, African-American, or black, American Indian,
I'm
or Alaskan?
Race.
Okay. Next. How should I record that, just for the sake of the research? Like black with Spanish?
Indian American.
That's a nice mix. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Now, the future of the country. How do you feel, positive or negative?
You said the what future?
The future of the country in general.
Positive.
How about the future of the planet? Same question.
Positive.
And your own future, how do you feel?
Extra positive.
Okay, excellent. That's the spirit. Now, how much power do you feel young women, like you, have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Now, please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make changes on the scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make changes in issues that matter most to their community. Excellent. Yeah. Now, moving forward, of the following issues, which three do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S.? Healthcare. I'm going to read them all. You can stop me when you hear the ones you want to pick, and then I'll continue, just in case you want to change your mind.
You get three, right?
Yeah, three. You can pick three. Let me start reading them. Healthcare, racism and discrimination, climate change, abortion access, education, gun violence, mental health, student loan, immigration, national security, crime, economy, and cost of living. If you have to pick three, which issues do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S.?
Racism.
Mm-hmm.
Cost of living. And I think it was the first thing you said. What was the first thing you said?
Healthcare, racism and discrimination, climate change, or healthcare. Okay. Thank you. Let's move forward. Now, think about this chapter in your life particularly. Which three of the following do you currently prioritize most? Same thing. I'm going to read them all, okay? You stop me when you hear the ones you prioritize most. Having or caring for children. Caring for senior or family members. Improving or maintaining mental health. Your education. Advancing in your career. Or contributing to positive change in your community. Or improving or maintaining physical health, or economic security and financial independence, or hobbies and free time activities, or work, or life balance, or relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships. Which three
I prioritize in this chapter in life? Education, advance in my career.
Okay.
Fuck, it was something else
you
said.
Having or caring for children, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities. Thank you. Well, let's move forward real quick. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Now, it's your identity. You may choose up to three. Your profession, your spiritual religious belief, your hobbies or interests, being young, your sexual orientation, your personality, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your
Let's start over. What was the question again?
Okay. Okay, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? Okay, you may choose up to three.
My identity.
Your identity, yes. Okay. Is it your profession, your spiritual religious belief, your hobbies or interests, or being young, your sexual orientation, your personality, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, a friend, being an American or being a woman, which is most important to your identity? Three of them.
Three. Being a woman. What else was it?
Your profession.
My profession. Okay. And it was, I'm sorry. Let's go one time.
Being young, your personality, your relationships like being mother, caregiver, wife.
Friend. Oh, that's what it was. Sexual orientation, personality, okay. And whatever other one I just said.
Okay. I got it, man. Okay, I'm recording this. Thank you. Now, moving forward. When you think about the American political system, now, which emotion do you feel most often when you hear about the political system in America? Now, do you feel exhaustion? Happiness, dread, pride, hope, disappointment, sadness, or anger and frustration. You can pick up.
I would say.
How do you? Go ahead.
So, what was the question? One more time.
Yeah, how do you feel when you think about the American political system? Which emotions do you feel most often? Yeah. Which emotions do you feel most? Happiness.
I get tired of hearing
exhaustion.
It.
Yeah. happiness, dread, pride, hope, disappointment, sadness, anger, frustration.
Exhausted and disappointment.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? I'm going to read three of them real quick. First,
which of the following questions?
Statement. Which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's the first statement. Second statement. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Last statement. Our government and political system will likely never work.
But could in the future.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three, okay? Real quick. Corporate money has too much influence, division and gridlock between political parties, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, or politicians are out of touch. Okay. How about politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people? Too many old white men in power? Systematic racism. That one, okay. Systematic racism or power.
There you go. That one too. Those three.
Okay.
Systematic
okay.
racism. Too many old white men. And the first one.
The ones you mentioned. Okay. Now, how much do you trust the following to make changes on issues that matters to you personally? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The ballot initiatives, like they propose laws that the public votes on directly. Do you trust a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Do you think that would make changes that matter to you? Okay.
A little.
Hey, how about the Supreme Court? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Not at all.
You trust them? Not at all. Okay. How about Congress? Same question. Do you trust the Congress?
Not at all.
On issues that matter to you? Okay. How about your city government?
Really? You said this. The government?
The Congress. Yeah, Congress.
I said not at all for Congress. What was the next question?
Yeah. How about your city government?
Oh, not at all.
A lot? Not at all, okay.
How about
community organizations like non-profits, grassroots coalitions? Do you think you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all, to make changes on issues that matter to you?
A little.
A little, okay. How about President Biden? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Not at all. If I could say something less than not at all, like the total opposite.
Recorded, it's recorded. How about your state government? Same question. Do you trust them? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little, I guess.
Okay. And this is to make change on issues that matters to you personally, okay? Now, let's move forward.
Oh, I thought that one was... I thought that one was for me personally.
Yeah, this one is for you personally.
That
right.
one was for my... So the last set of questions was for the community?
No, for you personally. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, how much do you trust that your state government to make changes on issues that matters to you? You say it a little, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Let's move forward. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, for each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help and not change to civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. Okay, here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to 20,000 on relief to millions of borrowers. Was that very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all unmotivating to help enact change through civic participation?
Would I want to remove that?
Yeah, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness. Okay, that's what they done. They block or they ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program.
That.
Okay, now, does that make you to want to act to civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives? So it would be very motivated, somewhat motivated, or if you don't feel like that's not going to motivate you, then it was somewhat unmotivated or not at all unmotivated. So how do you feel?
Somewhat motivated.
Somewhat motivated. Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow business to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service?
Oh, I feel strong about that. I am gay. I'm just playing.
So very motivated?
Very motivated.
Very motivated. Okay. How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take a race into consideration in admissions. Very motivating to enact.
Okay.
In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Very motivated. Somewhat unmotivated or not at all unmotivated.
So you're saying, is it motivating me to go against what they're doing?
Yeah, would that action that they took,
I feel
like,
very motivated.
Will that make you act to civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc.?
Mm-hmm. Very
motivated. Okay. Now, I'd like you to, how likely are you to participate in the following? Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or in social media. Was that very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Okay. How about volunteering for advocacy? Advocacy organization? Volunteer for advocacy? I think that's how you say it. Was that very likely for you to do that? Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all? Okay, I'm sorry. Let me just... I'm sorry. One minute.
No, okay. I'm sorry. Someone
the question
asked
is
why am I helping you
for
survey?
A boycotting a company. Is that... Will you be likely to participate in a boycotting a company? Very likely for you to do that? Somewhat likely?
Oh, boycott.
Not very likely.
The company.
Boycott. Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Very likely?
Not likely.
Okay, not likely. Okay.
Not so likely.
How about signing a petition? Are you likely to participate in signing a petition? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely,
very
or
likely.
Not likely at all. Okay. How about voting in elections? Very likely,
likely.
Somewhat likely, Okay. How about attending a protest? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely or not likely at all to participate.
Somewhat,
okay. Likely. How about contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives? Was that something that you will participate?
Very
likely, okay. And how about volunteering for advocacy organization? Is that very likely for you to do that? Somewhat likely?
Very
not
likely.
Very likely or not? Very likely. Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost finished, okay? Let me just a moment. Yeah, okay, here we go. Okay. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that might have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. Now, the following are barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting. Now, which best describe why you may not have voted in the previous elections? Now, you may choose up to three. You did not have time to vote, inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time. Voting didn't change things that matter to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. There was intimidated presence at your polling place. You didn't know enough about the candidates. If you have to pick three.
So the candidates didn't
represent your values?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
The loan. Oh, it was one that said, yeah, that one. And I didn't think that my vote would be counted properly.
Okay, you didn't think your vote will be counted properly. Thank you, man. I appreciate your patience. Let's finish this up, okay? Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing a petition, contacting representatives, etc. Okay, here's the first one. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle-income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or up to $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balance don't grow from unpaid interest. Now, we need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all try. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less in political
A little more.
A little more, okay. Now, we've seen hardworking people rise up in unions to win better wages and benefit against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've been proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealth of few. They get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. That will make you engage a lot more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
A little more? Okay, here's the last one. The Biden administration is spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package, which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. And these are critical investments and sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by the outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Will that make you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more. A lot more.
Okay, engage a lot more. Now, where are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. You check Twitter, news or information articles like online, or YouTube, or local TV news station. What do you check? Twitter, YouTube, local news station, national TV station, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
Twitter and news for Apple devices.
The local or the national?
Mm-hmm. National.
National, okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, the next question is just for statistical purpose only, and we can finish, okay? Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek up the most? You may choose up to two. Hobbies, tips or hacks, shows, movies, humors, okay, or memes, or science, technology, health, beauty, self-care, music, sports, business, finance, government, politics, or news or current events. Can you pick two?
News and current event, and the one before that. I'm sorry. This is the last question, right? I got to go.
Okay, man. Just 1 minute so I can use all the ones you already gave me. What's the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Associate degree.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, or three, bisexual or something else?
Two. Number two.
Okay. So, straight? Should I record that as your answer?
You said,
what was your answer?
I thought lesbian.
Lesbian, okay. Okay, thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Okay, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children on the age of 18, yes or no?
Yeah, I got five.
Okay, and politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay, do you lean towards the Republican Party or Democratic Party or neither?
Neither,
okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, student?
Self-employed.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, here we go. And now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
To the police officer. 2020? I voted
for
Trump.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And last year, that was 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $160.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to share your opinion. It's been a pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
You have a nice one. Bye-bye.